Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. 162 years ago, a series of overland parties found relief at a site on the south end of the Great Salt Lake near present-day Grantsville, known as 20 Wells. The place got its name from a series of holes in the ground that were filled, at least according to overland immigrant and early historian Jesse Quinn Thornton, by water from underground springs. The holes, which to some look like man-made wells, were so deep that a party of California-bound travelers intent on sounding their depths came up empty-handed, despite using 70-foot lines. The first group of California-bound overlanders to rest at 20 Wells appears to have been the Harland and Young Wagon Company, which included the first Mormons to see the Salt Lake Valley a little less than a year before Brigham Young and his vanguard party of Latter-day Saints drove into the Great Basin. The Harland Young Party had only recently buried one of their company, a man named John Hargrave, in the vicinity of today's Lake Point Junction, when they pulled into what is now Tooele Valley and found the cool, clear water of 20 Wells. After a few days in the area, they picked themselves up and pushed across the Great Salt Lake Desert, finally reaching the Humboldt River in present-day Nevada in an exhausted state. Upon reaching the Sierra Nevada Mountains, they saw that snow was already covering the passes. Fortunately, they squeaked through to California by the skin of their teeth. Nearly a month after the Harland Young Company camped at 20 Wells, the ill-fated Donner Party stopped at the same spot to recruit their animals and drink from the natural springs. Their story, of course, is much more tragic than that of the Harland Young immigrants. Like the earlier party, the Donner Company also had a hard time crossing the blazing desert west of the Great Salt Lake. But they were also torn apart by internal strife and difficulties along the Humboldt. When they reached the Sierra Nevadas, the snows had become heavier, effectively cutting them off from the California lowlands and leading some of them to turn to cannibalism in order to survive. Sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.